The U.S. vice president met quietly with Iraq's top leaders Tuesday in a bid to jumpstart stalled talks to form a new government more than 5 months after inconclusive parliamentary elections. His visit to Baghdad coincides with the formal end of U.S. combat operations in Iraq. Iraq's outgoing caretaker Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki hailed the symbolic event, insisting that his country has once again become a sovereign and independent state.
إن تنفيذ اتفاق سحب القوات الأجنبية يشكل الخطوة الأساسية.
He says that the application of the withdrawal agreement of foreign forces constitutes the main step to restoring complete Iraqi sovereignty and achieving the Iraqi people's aspirations in setting up a free, independent, and prosperous state. Mr. Maliki also urged Iraq's quarreling leaders and political parties to come together. He calls on all Iraqi political parties to unite in the battle against terrorism and in rebuilding the state and its security forces. That battle, he insists, cannot be won without national unity. A recent wave of violence, including simultaneous coordinated car bombings, has revived fears of ordinary Iraqis worried about their security as U.S. combat forces withdraw. One resident of Baghdad, Lais al-Khafaji, worried that Iraq's security forces might not be capable of filling the void left by departing U.S. combat troops. He says that he hopes U.S. troops withdraw today rather than tomorrow, but that he's not sure if Iraqi troops are capable of handling the security of the country. He points out that Iraq's armed forces are not adequately equipped for the task they are facing. Iraq's Defense Minister Abdul Qadir Jawad al-Bolani, however, told Iraqi government TV that he thought the country's security forces were well-trained and ready to assume the role of protector of the Iraqi people. Analyst Peter Harling of the Crisis Group in Damascus thinks that the U.S. may be handing over responsibility to Iraq's security forces prematurely.
Basically, the U.S. is withdrawing, leaving Iraq with too many loose ends. None of the questions which were posed by the U.S. toppling of the former regime 7 years ago have been answered. That's true of the power-sharing agreement between the various components of Iraq's society and polity. It's true in particular of the distribution of resources, of territory, disputed territories. So the relations between Sunni, Shiite, Arab, Kurds are largely undetermined. What's most striking today, the U.S. is leaving a country where everything seems to remain essentially fluid. So although the situation is relatively calm today, in contrast with the peak of violence back in 2006-2007, it's hard to predict where the country is headed.
Harling is not completely pessimistic, however, arguing that the country has reached a form of equilibrium of which the U.S. is part. He foresees an ongoing renegotiation of the balance of forces in the country, but is not certain if this will ultimately lead to more or to less violence. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.